Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lunishmas Arab Yaakov Shalom Leah Vasitzchok. We're holding in Yumud Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph, beginning of Amud Beis, after bringing the story of Beis Garmud Beis Aftinas that were pushed away from their job, but then eventually got back their job, the Gemara says, Ben Azai says, B'shimcho yikru'ucho uvimkoimcho yeshivucho. They'll call you in your name and they'll put you in your place. And the Gemara says, the prisoner cannot touch anything that belongs to his friend. A kingdom cannot touch the kingdom of its friend, even like a hair, even the size of a hair. So what the Gemara is telling us over here is a big fundamental yesod regarding understanding what we do in the world. We're saying here that nobody can touch what's muchan lechaver, what's muchan for his friend. And a simple first understanding of this, as Rashi says over here, that any mezoinus, any parnasa that a person gets, he has exactly, nobody can take it away from him. The Messias Yeshoim, in Perek Chaf Aleph, when he speaks about bitochen, he says a person has to know that everything that he has is everything was nigzer la mishamayim. Nobody can take away from him anything. So if a person is going to be that way, obviously everybody has to do ishtadlus to do parnasa. But the whole idea of jealousy, the whole idea of someone being envy of his friend, feeling that his friend is taking away from him, that doesn't exist if you have this concept of ein odom negeah b'muchan lechaveiro. You could connect to this, the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned early in the Maseches, when he speaks in Maseches Bechoyros, he says that the whole idea that in Bais Sheni, the Atzinas Chinom, hating somebody else, all comes for the lack of bitochen. If you rely on Hashem, you know what we says over here in the Gemara. Ein adon negiah b'muchan lechaver. Nobody can touch anything that belongs to his friend. The Ma'aral in Nesivas Oilum, Nesivat Tzedek, Perek Gimel, he goes on to say, he connects this Gemara with the Gemara that speaks about in Maseches Bava Basra, that two hairs, a person has hair growing from his head, two cannot be yoinik from the same root. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Iyov, telling us every single item in the world has its own root, its own source of life. Ein adam negeah b'muchan lechaver, because each one has his own source of life. He has his own connection. The Ma'aral continues and says, this is the idea that we know there's an isser called oni hamehapech b'charoro, which means if somebody sees somebody else starting to do a business, even though he did not conclude it, he didn't finish it, he didn't buy anything, but he's in the middle of the process of starting it, you can't get close to it. Why? It belongs to his friend. What makes it belong to his friend? There was no kinyan. If that friend started dealing with it, that shows it's muchan lechaveir. Unless the friend gives it up. But as long as he's busy with it, like the onya mapach bechor, which means a poor man touching a type of cake, if he's just holding it in his hand, that shows that it belongs to him. That's the idea of muchan lechaveir. And the Sefer Chassidus continue on, the Morei Naim and Pashas Matos adds, based on the Baal Shem Tov, that the idea is that every person in the world has his tafkid to bring out nitzotis of dusha from things that he does. Some things have to do with his parnaso, with the fact of how he's eating, how he's drinking, and obviously that includes his Torah and mitzvahs. And the idea is each person has his tafkid, his chashivas, he needs to come and achieve his tafkid in the world. That was muchan lechaveir. That was muchan for him. Every person has what's prepared for him to do. That's the reason, not only in Gashmias, but also in Ruchnias. When a person goes and says, "Hey, why can't I teach like this person is teaching? Why can't I learn like this other person?" Ein adam negia b'muchan lechaveir. You have your tafkid. You have what you need to achieve. And what he needs to achieve has nothing to do with you. Because each person has his own root. Here the Ma'aral says, and as the Gemara says over here, in Malchus the Gaz Bechaverta afilu kemeloi nimo. The Mashmos in the Ma'aral is, we're using the word here, meloi nimo, to express this point. The same way every hair, it's his own root. Every person has his own root, has his own tafkid. The Nitzaitza is that he needs to bring to fruition, that he's the only one who can do it, and nobody else can do it for him. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.